Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're going to be practicing the passive voice, specifically with the past simple tense. I find the best way to practice the passive is not by doing everything at the same time, but focusing on just one tense and the structure and how we can use it correctly. So that's what we're going to do today. The task that you will have is to convert an active sentence into the passive voice. Before I give you the sentences, a very quick explanation of how and why we use the passive. So we usually use the passive when the person who does the action, we call that person the agent in grammatical language, that person is not important, or maybe they're obvious, or we don't know who they are, and therefore the person doing the action is actually irrelevant. The most important thing isn't the person doing the action, but the person or the thing that receives the action. So when we use the passive voice, we need to think carefully about the structure of these sentences. Now, as we're focusing on the past simple, that's the only thing that I'm going to focus on right now. So when we use the past simple tense in the passive, we need to use a version, a variation of the verb to be. And that is was or were. So we know that if it's I or he, she or it, then it's was. Whereas if it's you or we or they, then it's were. So we need that. And we also need a past participle. And this is the same with all passive sentences. You always need a variation of the word to be and then the past participle. I'm going to give you one example and then I'll give you the sentences. Here's the example. The police arrested the man. So that's an active sentence. To make this passive, I need to start the sentence with the object. In this case, it is the man. So we're no longer interested in who did the action, who arrested the man, but who was receiving the action, and that is the man. So the sentence starts, the man, and then we have to use this variation of to be, and it is was, because it is he. So the man was. And then we use the past participle of arrest, which is arrested. So the man was arrested. And that is a passive sentence in the past simple tense. So there's the example. Now you have to try to change the next five sentences from active to passive. Let's take a look. Number one. The company spent over £1 million on the refurbishment. The company spent over £1 million on the refurbishment. Number two, the council gave Mark 30 days to pay the fine in full. The council gave Mark 30 days to pay the fine in full. Number three, the bouncers kicked the two men out of the club for fighting. The bouncers are the security guards. The bouncers kicked the two men out of the club for fighting. Number four, the postman delivered the packages at around 10 a.m. The postman delivered the packages at around 10 a.m. And number five, some locals found the box buried in the sand. some locals found the box buried in the sand. So pause the podcast, try and change those sentences from active to passive, and then I will reveal the answers. Okay, here are the answers. Number one, well, the company spent over $1 million on the refurbishment, so it should be over £1 million was spent on the refurbishment by the company. Number two, the council gave Mark 30 days to pay the fine in full. So Mark was given 30 days to pay the fine in full. Number three, the bouncers kicked the two men out of the club for fighting. The two men were kicked out of the club for fighting. Number four, the postman delivered the packages at around 10 a.m. The packages were delivered at around 10 a.m. by the postman. And number five, some locals found the box buried in the sand. The correct answer is the box was found buried in the sand. And that's it. So how did you do? If you got all of them right, 5 out of 5, then it shows that you have a really good, clear understanding of the passive in the past simple. If you struggled, if you got some of these wrong, or all of them wrong, then it shows that you need to go back and study the passive voice. I will be doing more of these in the future with different tenses, possibly in the reverse as well. So instead of changing active to passive, I might be asking you to change passive to active. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope it was useful. Remember, if you have any grammar points that you'd like me to focus on these podcasts, or if you have any kind of feedback, then I always like hearing from listeners. So please do send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.